On September 10th, Charlie Kirk was giving a talk at Utah Valley University, and out of nowhere, he was shot dead, live, in front of a bunch of college kids, in front of his wife and his two children. And I don't think the country is ever going to be the same. Not only because of this horrific tragedy, but because of everything that followed. The dark, disturbing realization that we may not be on the same page as our coworkers, classmates, friends, neighbors, doctors, when it comes to the issue of murder. I was crashing out on Twitter a few days ago, just stream of consciousness posting about it with run-on sentences and everything. 4 days later, I have a clearer head, but I still feel the exact same way. So we are going to talk about what happened, we're going to talk about the aftermath, and then we're going to get a little personal, because frankly, I don't see the country the same anymore, and I know a lot of you feel the exact same way, so we're going to talk about it after we talk about everything else. Charlie Kirk was not a healthcare CEO. He was not a powerful politician. And let me be 100% clear, I'm not saying this to say that it's okay when those people are murdered. My point is that those are positions of power that most people cannot relate to. Like, the average person is just so far removed from that world. But I think what happened to Charlie is hitting differently because, like I said on Twitter, he was just a fucking guy. He was a podcaster. He was a guy who talked about politics. He was a guy who had conservative beliefs. Not everyone knows a billionaire CEO or a powerful politician, but they do know somebody with conservative beliefs. They know somebody who holds some or many of Charlie Kirk's opinions. Because despite what people in their little bubble believe, his core ideology and what he believed is the same shit like your conservative boomer uncle on Facebook posts. You can only disagree with this if you are unfamiliar with Charlie Kirk or you are unfamiliar with the many different branches and different ideologies of the right wing. Now, don't get me wrong, Charlie Kirk had many bad takes over the years. Like, for example, the two most popular quotes I see people posting are the one where he advocated for stoning gays and black women are too stupid to be pilots. But guess what? Both those things, the two most popular quotes people are posting to justify this guy being murdered, are out of context. But idiots like Stephen King ran with it, then later had to apologize for spreading misinformation about a dead man. These people will build a straw man of you in their minds. They get so fucking mad about it that they celebrate the real you dying. Horrifying. But more importantly, even if everything was in context, who cares? Oh, he said this, oh, he said this. I don't care. There are many things he said that I disagree with. There are many things he said that I think are bad. Who cares? It is just a fact that nothing he said warranted his life being taken away. This is America. We have freedom of speech here. Unless you criticize a certain country, but for the most part, we have freedom of speech here. So after detaining not just one wrong guy, but two wrong guys, the FBI finally got the shooter. Only because his own father turned him in. I guess they were just too busy not releasing the Epstein files to catch a political assassin. It was this f-ass demon, Tyler Robinson, 22 years old, another irony-poisoned Reddit shooter who wrote a bunch of memes on the bullets, including, "Hey, fascist, catch," and
"Notices, bulges, capital O-W-O, what's this question mark?"
Hated here. A lot of people were saying that the shooter was a groiper, which is a far-right fan of the streamer Nick Fuentes, and I have no fucking idea where that came from. I'm gonna be so honest, I have seen no actual proof of this. And it doesn't make sense because someone further right than Charlie Kirk wouldn't call Charlie Kirk a fascist, and they wouldn't say he was hateful. Their proof is that the shooter once dressed up like the Slav Squat meme from 2012. And they also found a separate meme of Pepe the Frog dressed like the Slav Squat meme. Therefore, the shooter is a groiper. That is like seeing a photo of the shooter dressed like a clown, and then seeing this image of Pepe the Frog dressed like a clown, and then being like, groiper confirmed. What is the connection? The shooter didn't even post the Pepe image. Like, where did the Pepe even come from? Just a bunch of liberal boomers not understanding memes. The other thing I saw was the shooter had Republican parents and therefore the shooter must be Republican, which is just funny because we all see what these people say about their Republican parents every Thanksgiving. But I guess we'll see. It's September 14th when I am recording this, so maybe more things will come out. Editor shoe here, more things came out. Definitely not a groiper. At the end of the day, he could have every single one of my or your opinions. It ultimately doesn't matter. One person may have pulled the trigger, but then we saw the reaction of many.
We think that Charlie Kirk just got shot in the neck. Hey, ooh, ah.
I'm not saying she deserved it, but I'm saying God's timing is always right.
Yo, they got Charlie Kirk, bro. I've never been happier.
Never believe the reason I'm smiling. And it has nothing to do with Charlie Kirk. Nothing to do with...
I would say pour one out for Kirky Boy, but I don't waste good beer on little bitches.
Rest in peace, bozo!
Charlie Kirk just got put down like a fucking dog in Utah.
I do not, and I will not, ever feel bad when bad people get what the fuck they deserve.
I just heard that someone shot Charlie Kirk? Thoughts and prayers.
Oh no, someone shot Charlie Kirk. Look, I don't know who needs to hear this today, but that's how you pick up a woman.
Your homie dead. Fuck your homie dead. Fuck your homie dead. He got shot in the head.
We got Charlie in the neck. We got Charlie in the neck.
Heard someone got shot today. I had a tummy ache this morning. Stay alive out there.
The sympathy for Charlie Kirk is f***ing weird. You don't have to like violence, but I'm confused as to how you thought the revolution was going to be magically bloodless.
I've been saying we need to bring back political assassinations. I don't feel bad, and I don't think that everyone deserves the right to free speech. I think some people should be afraid to express their opinion in public.
I didn't like what he said, and I didn't like his opinions, and I don't really give a shit that he's dead.
The best part of this whole goddamn thing is that he is not martyr material, so his death will mean nothing. It will activate no one. It will impact few. It's just great.
There are a lot of people that are like, no matter what side of politics you're on, you should never celebrate something bad happening to someone. I, on the other hand, do cheer when bad things happen to bad people.
Kirk just got shot.
I saw the video before they even put out the confirmation. There was no chance that he made it through that. This wasn't the one we were hoping for, but a welcome surprise nonetheless.
I'm surprised that y'all didn't get rid of him sooner. And I'm surprised that you guys aren't getting rid of more people. Like, don't stop with him. Don't let him be the end all. Get rid of them all. His wife deserves to go too. Y'all keep on talking about his wife and kids. They need to go too because they're carrying on that mentality and that lineage. Like, get rid of the whole family. I'm so sorry. Why did you guys stop with him?
There were thousands of videos like that. Some of these people posting with their full names and faces, with hundreds and thousands of likes. Thousands of tweets celebrating it with 500,000 likes. And it's important to remember that all of those likes are a real person. Millions of people in this country apparently believe the acceptable response to speech they don't like is murder. This wasn't just a bunch of fringe blue hair SJWs or whatever. They were teachers, professors, doctors, HR workers, healthcare workers, nurses, pediatricians, people who work with kids, people's classmates, roommates. They are teachers showing our children the gory, horrifying video of Charlie's murder on repeat. The hippy-dippy in this house we believe shitlib mask was ripped off, and underneath was nothing but psychopathic bloodlust. I have seen people on the right celebrate the death of people they disagree with. I've seen it. I remember Heather Heyer in 2017. But I also remember the whole internet, left and right, coming together to disavow and mock the few dozen people from Stormfront who were celebrating her death. This is different. It's never been like this before. It's never been this much. It's never been this brazen. Normal people have to log into like an alternate Twitter account where they can post their more unorthodox opinions. And these people are out here full face, full name, like, hell yeah, murder. What? The smug, unearned confidence these people have to be openly sociopathic with their full name and face because they live under the pathetic delusion of being on the right side of history needs to end. They will blame you for your death because words are violence. Words are violence, so them killing you is just self-defense. That's why they are using Kyle Rittenhouse as some kind of gotcha. Oh, if you don't condone political violence, why do you support Kyle Rittenhouse? They fundamentally don't see the difference between killing someone over speech and killing someone over self-defense, because these are the same things to them. Also, I'm going to be the one to point it out, because of course I am. I saw nobody else do it. Why are most of them women? Most of the people celebrating are women. Like, it's a good, like, 80-20 ratio all over the internet. What is going on, ladies? Basically, the whole country is shook because last year they realized how many people would celebrate the murder of a president, and this year they realized how many people would celebrate the murder of them. At the end of the day, this is all the inevitable conclusion of the punch a Nazi thing from like 2017. Do you guys remember that? We always knew it was a slippery slope. That's why we were against it. And they always say this dumb shit like, if you don't want to be called a Nazi, stop being a Nazi. Even a congressman from my state, New York, was like, oh, if you want to stop being called a fascist, you should stop being a fascist. Yeah, that's great, except you've called everyone and their mother a fascist and a Nazi for the past, like, 15 years. And I see a lot of progressives in my audience like, shoo, you're not like Charlie Kirk. You're not a fascist. Here are all the things I have been called Nazi, fascist, reactionary for over the last few years. Would you like to see? I have been making this list since 2023. Let's go. Let's just read this together real quick. Mocking slash criticizing pop feminism. Believing adults can do whatever they want. Being pro-free speech. Being liberal. Talking to people I disagree with. Being friends with people I disagree with. Following people on Twitter I disagree with. Supporting Bernie Sanders. That one came from the right. Being registered independent, criticizing Joe Biden, criticizing the Democratic Party, not being attracted to feminine men, not hating men in general, criticizing Canada's MAID program, not taking the COVID vaccine, criticizing the FBI, criticizing the CIA, believing the CIA killed JFK, using an American flag backdrop for my videos, saying elites, saying working class, saying based, making a joke about Joe Biden eating ice cream, making a joke about Pete Buttigieg being born in a test tube, making jokes in general, being cis, being white, being a woman, being a cis white woman, telling someone to take a shower, not being anti-gun, not being fat, being monogamous, liking Huey Long, celebrating the 4th of July, supporting Assange, criticizing the movie Cuties, praising the movie Sound of Freedom, being against pedophilia, being against the destigmatization of pedophilia, being against children watching porn, being critical of kink at Pride, being against children performing at drag shows. Not being racist, I swear to God. Being a class reductionist. Saying biological sex. Mocking people for debating the ethics of necrophilia. My username. Owning a pet rabbit. Questioning the Bush administration's involvement in 9/11. Growing up in a Catholic family. Eating meat. Wanting to get married, wanting to have children. Being married, having children. Being at January 6th to interview people. Saying it's okay if someone doesn't want to date a porn star. Not wanting to do OnlyFans, criticizing Kanye West, criticizing late-stage capitalism, criticizing the billionaire class, criticizing Israel, criticizing eating the bugs, criticizing a fashion company for being creepy, you'll remember that one, supporting nuclear energy, parentheses, it's toxic masculinity, supporting TikTok tradwives, supporting one-income households, supporting UBI, supporting farmers, supporting truckers, not celebrating October 7th, supporting Palestine, not liking brutalism, saying colorblind anti-racism was good, wanting to date someone who has a good relationship with their parents, not liking Indian food, saying men and women are different but compliment each other, being followed by JD Vance on Twitter, saying Hillary Duff is cool, making fun of Reddit, and for Asmongold reacting to me, criticizing American imperialism, wearing a bow in my hair, liking VTubers, and now being anti-death.
Charlie Kirk was a fucking Nazi. He was a fucking Nazi. And you know what kind of Nazi is the best Nazi? A dead one.
I am a better person than you for celebrating the death of a Nazi. And actually, it's pretty weird that you're not, and simultaneously asking people to have empathy for the Nazi.
Nazis have children and families, right? But Nazis also get shot in the neck.
They don't kill you because you're a Nazi. They call you a Nazi so they can kill you. Now, I'm going to talk about my personal feelings of the situation because I know a lot of you can relate. I know a lot of you have been feeling the exact same way, so I will try and put it into words for you. I have friends who were friends with Charlie Kirk, but I didn't personally know him. We follow each other on Twitter. I've been to the TPUSA AmeriFest in 2021. I actually went there planning to make a video making fun of it, but I had so much fun and met so many friends that I'm still friends with to this day. So, that video never happened. I disagreed with him all the time. You can literally go to our Twitter interactions. I was always correcting him about, like, Bernie Sanders. I made an egg look like his face. It is safe to say I was no fan. But this has really shaken me in a way that I absolutely did not expect. These last few days after what happened, I kept going to every single, like, lefty, liberal, left-wing person I know and like checking out what they have been saying about this. And besides maybe like 4 or 5, every single one was being an unhinged psychopath about this or saying some backhanded shit like, this is why we need gun control, which first of all, we were just watching a whole bunch of people celebrate killing someone over political differences. You are never taking our guns now. That is not happening. I felt like I was in the middle of the ocean. I was trying to like grasp onto a flotation device, checking all of these accounts for their take, like, be normal, be normal. Nothing. Nobody. I'm just drowning in a sea of evil, apparently. Maybe I was just blind up until now. Maybe they changed. Maybe I changed. Is everyone going crazy or am I going crazy? I don't know. All I know is it is clear how they reacted to this is how they would react to me, my family, my friends, you, your family, your friends that have ever stepped out of line from the nebulous, ever-changing definition of progressive. These are people I thought were level-headed. They were left-wing, but you know, like, they were one of the good ones. Like, you can joke with them, you know, they weren't those, like, woke SJWs. Like, they were cool, we can disagree and still be friends. You know. Your friend wouldn't celebrate you being murdered, of course. But if they would celebrate an exact clone of you that wasn't you, that had all the same opinions, or some of the opinions that you have, if they would celebrate that clone being murdered, they're not your friend. I'm friends with people who are friends with Charlie, and I see how they are completely broken about this. Seeing them like this, and then at the same time my other friends posting shit like, "Rip, Bozo." It's just sick. It's just sick shit. Personally, I would rather live in a world full of Charlie Kirks who would sit down and debate than a world full of people who agree with me but would murder people who don't. Because if it's now normalized to just murder people who disagree with you politically, we don't have a society. Like, that's it. It's over. But some of these people in particular, like, why the fuck are you celebrating? You! They think you're a Nazi too. They'll make a nice compilation of all the hot takes you've had over the years and spread it around to justify your murder. You don't get it, do you? We are all Charlie Kirk. I have been doing this for 11 years. I have been harassed, doxxed, threatened, whatever, you name it, for 11 years by the left. And it hasn't moved me an inch because that's not how politics works. That's lunch table politics. I've talked about this before. People on your side being mean to you doesn't mean you overnight change your opinions on, like, healthcare. It doesn't work that way. I still have all my economic left opinions. I'm for strong social safety nets, workers' rights, unions, wealth caps, whatever. That has not changed. This is not me leaving the left because, frankly, I don't even know how to do that. This is me and many, many people looking around us at our so-called allies and realizing that even though we might share some, like, political opinions, we fundamentally do not have the same values or morals. And are we really allies if we agree on, like, taxes, but don't agree on the sanctity of human life? I don't know. The way we view death now is just crazy. And I feel like a lot of that has to do with the desensitization, in part, thanks to the internet. You used to have to go out of your way to see gore and stuff like that, and now you're just scrolling through Twitter and you see someone set on fire, someone gets stabbed on a train. And when someone like Charlie dies, It's not even real to people anymore. Like, it's like a movie or show. Oh, that character died? Good, I hated that character. Like, no, that was a real human being with a family and kids, actually. Like, that was someone's son. The internet has turned real people into nothing but cartoon characters that disappear when you close an app. I remember for years people would be like, oh, when you have kids, you'll change your mind on XYZ, and I was like, no, no, that's not gonna happen, no. And they were right. Almost overnight, you stop being so selfish, nihilistic. You stop having utopian fantasies of wanting to live in a post-capitalist society. And all you want is for the world to be safe. For the world to be safe and normal. And all that matters is your family and your community. And then your country and then the world, you know? But we can't save the world, you can't. But you can save the people around you. You can't say to these people who are celebrating this and justifying this, you can't say, what if that was your dad or your brother getting killed for their opinions, because they've already cut those people off. They've already cut those people off out of their lives. And posting videos and pictures of Charlie's wife and young kids will not move these people at all. Because they hate their lives. They hate their families. They are atomized bug people. They are the unfortunate product of modern society. And I feel bad for them. I do. I pity them and I wish I could help them. But I have bugman fatigue. And for the people who will come at me in a blind rage with a list of all of Charlie Kirk's, like, biggest hits to convince me that I should hate him and should not mourn him. If you thought what Charlie Kirk said is wrong, you could have debated him. He was one of the few people left willing to do that, and now he's gone. Charlie was a fan of free speech, but I'm worried whoever comes after Charlie won't be. Like, even from a political standpoint, not even a personal human standpoint, why are you celebrating, like, the most popular college Gen Z political pundit dying? Like, why are you celebrating him becoming a martyr? Say goodbye to that young male vote. All the liberal Joe Rogans in the world are not fixing this. I just hope for the sake of this country that political violence does not become normalized, does not become a thing. I really don't want to see that happen. I don't want to see retaliation. I don't want to see us fall into a civil war. I don't know. This has all been extremely blackpilling. I think I'm gonna take a break from politics. I don't know. I'm a YouTuber. Like, I'm not a political pundit, right? I'm not. My goal here, my purpose here is to entertain, is to make people laugh. That is what I'm going to do. That is what I will continue to do. The news cycle will move on. The world will move on. Charlie Kirk's kids won't move on. His daughter won't move on. His daughter does not have a dad anymore. And that f***ing sucks. That f***ing sucks. I don't know what else to say. I love you guys. Thank you for listening to my crash out. If you're new here, my videos usually are not like this. They're actually nothing like this. They have music in the back. They're fun. They're goofy. Things are just not fun and goofy right now. But I promise you the next video will be. Yeah. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Bye.